You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
From product offerings, we move on to warnings. We try to do these Warning Wednesday features as often as we can. This week, we're taking a look at cybersecurity, cyber attacks, and what a cyber attack or cybersecurity breach could potentially mean for your business. I'm joined on the line by Principal Security Researcher at Kaspersky, David M., to take a look at this. Good evening, David. Thanks so much for taking the time. Yesterday, we had a conversation with Itala Bank around the systems that they have in place. And one of the things that came out of that conversation was that banks are not immune to cyber attacks. We've seen cyber attacks be more and more prevalent in the banking and in businesses in general in South Africa. What kinds of attacks do we need to be aware of? Where do we start by understanding what these cyber attacks look like?
Well, I think the starting point really for any organization is to look at what their assets are and to do an audit of those assets and to look at, on the back of that, what their risks are. So what important information have we got? What intellectual property do we have? What customer information? What partner information? And if somebody wanted to attack it, how do they get in and get that? So you sort of play the attacker, put yourself in their position, or indeed, if you haven't got the expertise, you go out to, say, a penetration tester organization and say, look, if you were to get into our organization, how would you do it? So any organization, as you said, can be potentially at risk because any organization is sitting on top of very valuable data.
David, when we look at cyber attacks, most of the time, I think the general perception or misconception at this point is that it's just the financial damage that comes along with it. But let's look at some of the other things that come with being the victim or on the receiving end of a cyber attack.
Sure. I mean, you're right about the financial thing, and there's no question that is significant sometimes. You know, you think about a ransomware attack, for example, where they're literally trying to extort money. It's obvious that's going to be kind of uppermost in everybody's mind. And when you think about the impact on that organization, that's going to be the first thing you think of. But you're right, there are all kinds of different impacts. You know, if we think, for example, about the operational disruption, the fact that there might be downtime associated with an attack where people can't be productive. You think about also the impact in terms of IT. So, you need to take measures to recover from an attack. That sucks up kind of IT resource. And so while there might be downtime, there's also kind of IT chasing this where they could be doing other productive things. On top of that, you know, you think about the reputational damage as well on the organization, especially if you think in terms of, financial organizations in particular, but actually any organization relies really on having a standing among its customers and among the wider community. If it suffers a computer breach, let's say customer data is lost, let's say lots of other information gets spilled out online, that also can have a big impact, you know, because it looks to the rest of the world as though you aren't able to protect your assets and potentially other people's assets as well. On top of that, I suppose you would look at legal issues too. You know, you think in Europe, there's the General Data Protection Regulation. In South Africa, there's POPIA. You think about HIPAA in the US. So there can be fines as a result of mishandling data as perceived, you know, if there is some sort of data breach. And then I guess the other one, the final thing I would make here is in terms of the company's own intellectual property, it might be your forward strategy. It might be particular know-how that you've got nobody else has in the marketplace. If somebody is able to get access to that and steal it, clearly that is removing your USP to the world, really.
David, how do we best prepare a business for this? I mean, in the event that we haven't been able to stress test the vulnerabilities to identify those, what do we do from a business perspective if we might feel like the business has been exposed or there might be a data breach that we're not really certain of, but we don't really want to make the situation worse? What kind of steps can we put in place?
Well, I think I mean, you know, most organizations now will employ technology as a way of keeping attackers out or trying to keep attackers out. Increasingly, though, I think the emphasis has shifted and is shifting away from trying to assume you can build a defensive wall and keep people out to actually let's work on the principle that somebody has got in. And if they have, we need, if you like, listeners around the organization where we can tap into activity that doesn't look normal for us as a sign that something might be going on. So you're leaving lots of kind of fly papers around in the hope that something is picked up, some echo on the system, on the radar, which doesn't look normal. I think if you think there is, then it's a question of either scrambling your own in-house resources to look for that, to go threat hunting, or calling in an outside agency if you don't have that expertise. And I think, as I said, it increasingly we're looking at sort of proactive capabilities, you know, not just in terms of looking for network intrusions, but also getting the inside track on what attackers are doing. And that means really threat intelligence, getting threat intelligence into the organization that you can look at to determine, you know, what the possible risks are and what you can do to deal with them. And I think also, you know, you mentioned there about, you know, the situation, if there's an attack going on, it's really important for any organization to have an incident response plan. And as part of that, that's going to include things like who are the key people who we need to get involved. And that's got to include not just IT, but, you know, the legal team, the corporate communications team as well. It's got to include the HR department. And it really means having a plan and monitoring it on a regular basis to make sure that it's up to date. Because the last thing you want when the balloon goes up is that actually some of the people who were in your incident response plan have moved on. They're not there anymore. So I think having that living plan that kind of evolves as you as a company do is really, really critical. And that's got to include even internal communications, because if you think, for example, about a ransomware attack, it might well be that by the time they issue a ransom demand to you, they are so embedded in your organization that anything you do, any communication channel you open, they are privy to that. And therefore, having an emergency communications plan which says, look, if we're in the middle of an incident, we switch to XYZ communication method, which we don't normally use, so that we know we're not being listened to by the people we think are attackers in the organization.
David, that emergency plan sounds like a really good idea. Is it worthwhile to explore having, as part of that emergency plan, things like off-site data backups or removing some information or sensitive information from a cloud-based backup system and rather having the traditional methods of backups that we have? Or are cloud services fairly secure at the moment?
Well, I mean, we see cases where they're not, and it's not necessarily because the provider isn't secure. It's because maybe somebody hasn't configured one of these cloud buckets properly, and therefore data is accessible. And I think on the whole, you know, we need to look at the cloud as we would look at our own organization and to say, well, if we were storing something on site somewhere, what steps would we take in terms, let's say, of encryption of data or two-factor authentication for accessing it, limiting access to only those people who need it, and so on. And I think we need to take the same approach to the cloud. So if it's sensitive data that you would encrypt on site, you should be looking at doing the same when it's in the cloud as well. I think also there's sometimes a danger that when we outsource the provision in terms of data management, we think we're also outsourcing the security. And I think we need to be careful about that. We need to have those security discussions with our cloud provider, but we need to realize that it's our data. We need to take the relevant steps to make sure that it stays safe. So I think definitely looking at that, looking at also, you know, I've mentioned ransomware a couple of times because it's one of the prominent threats these days. But if you have an attack which leaks data, damages data, prevents you accessing the data, you need a way of being able to recover that data without having to pay some huge ransomware fee, which actually may not result in you getting the data back because, let's face it, we're dealing with crooks. So having that sort of backup plan is important. Having backups stored unconnected and having them also probably stored in some form off-site just in case of fire or flood and things like that, is also important. I think the final thing as well is just making sure that your staff are aware of this. Having an education plan such that people are aware. It's not turning people into experts. It's just laying out for them, look, if we get attacked, it might well start with you. It might start with a phishing email. It might start with some other approach. So here's what we all need to think of in order to make our broader security posture more resilient.
Be prepared and make sure you've got the relevant conversations, teams and structures in place so that this does not become a problem you cannot handle. I will leave it at that, David. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. David M., Principal Security Researcher at Kaspersky, joining me to take a look at cybersecurity and how to navigate a cyber attack.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.